Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? Welcome back live from Vietnam. Home of J. Cole, home of Dennis Smith Jr., home of Affion Crockett, Dennis L.A. White, Murray, two-time Super Bowl champ Joshua Williams, and home of the one and only Trilla Noise Tracks and I Am Paul Masson. How you doing, Trilla?
What's up, man? Reporting to you live from Philadelphia. Hotel
live
lobby.
Philadelphia. Okay, we got Big Face just popped in. There we go. Face, what's good?
What's up, bro? I'm just setting up a stream. Hang on one second.
Okay. Yeah, we got about six songs we're going to review today for like the first 20 minutes. We got a little rock song. We got a couple pop songs, a couple hip-hop songs, and then we're going to get a couple topics. We're going to talk about the Kanye West Super Bowl ad. A lot of people didn't see that until they hit the internet. And Usher performance, like not really getting paid to perform and his strategy on that. Go ahead. Yeah, fire in the hole. So how's everybody doing?
What up, Trill?
What's up, bro? I see that backdrop. Hey, I told Paul, I said, man, I gotta empty my Amazon cart. I was about to order this.
Hey, man,
the same brick stuff. I was like, damn it.
I emptied the cart, baby.
Yeah, but they got a bunch of dope backgrounds on there, though. You know what I mean? I'll find something. I mean, I already got my mic and everything, but yeah, just that backdrop, setting it up properly.
Wait till these custom neons come next week, bro. We're going to have it right here. We're going to have the Big Face Circle of Kings right here, dog.
It almost looked like you had a green screen in the back.
Yeah, right? That shit looked pretty good, bro, honestly.
It looked like you on a green screen.
Nice, bro. Nice.
I mean, so what you got it actually on
it's
something?
Corner,
you got
it right?
That's a corner. Yeah, you got it in the corner of my house. I just did a corner of my house. Just took a corner and two of the sheets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't do that in my apartment. I got to hang it up some type of way behind me.
Yeah, so you couldn't even got that backdrop. You wasn't even going to be able to go with that backdrop.
No.
You can.
No, I could get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I already got the pole system that it can hang on, but you know. Like I said, you know.
Well, Big Face don't have a dining room no more, but fuck it. Big Face ain't got a dining room no more.
Whatever, now, that's dope, though.
Before we get into these songs, man, I want to say, shouts out to Lenny Williams again, man. Even though my audio was sounding T-Pain, man, I got a bunch of great clips from him, a bunch of great stories, you know. And I talked to a lady at the grocery store today. She even said, yo, a lot of babies was being made when Lenny Williams was being played.
Come on, man. Like I said last night, that's an iconic riff that, you know, I love you. You know, everybody, that's one of the most iconic soul riffs of all time, bro.
I mean, just imagine how hard it hit when it came out. It still hit hard now. Just imagine in the 70s when that hit. I mean, I can just imagine.
My man was talking about the heroin addicts invented screwed and chopped.
He said, man, Texas, you know, he was like, Texas didn't invent that shit. He's like, yo, we have four heroin addicts on the bed.
The heroin heads did.
The words started getting slower and slower the more they was on heroin.
That's crazy.
So we're going to get into these music reviews. We're going to start with this pop one. Of course, we want y'all to comment yay, nay, or okay, and whatnot. We got this artist, Sophia Rain, and she's got this song, Victim, so we're going to get into it.
Tell me love. love comes with conditions. Sit and fucking listen. Cause who am I if I don't fit in your poem? All I wanna do is run. Corporate narcissism. Tell me I'm the cause of your condition. Does it make you feel strong when you're always right? I keep my walls up high when I see you. Cause I no longer believe you. Covert narcissism. Tell me I'm the cause of your condition. Small emotionally locked down. What do you expect when I don't call or come around? Covert narcissism, tell me I'm the cause of your condition. Cause of your condition, play the victim. I need you to listen.
That was it. Yay, nay, or okay. I'm gonna start this off. I'm gonna say okay. I like the part when it got more tempo a little better. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that change up. Yeah, that change up was fly.
Yeah, I like the change up. I like the change up. Yeah, I like the change up, and it really kind of got better for me. Just a little too slow tempo for me. I don't know.
I mean, I'm gonna say yay. There's definitely a market for it, but I mean, I would like to see a little bit more production on the vocals. Like, I like to see some layering of the vocals in parts. Like, you know what I mean? Add some punch to the vocals. It's written well, man. I mean, in the I don't know. The change is okay. It's kind of like a whole new track. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe the track should have been that.
I'm not sure, but I mean, great, great writer. Nice voice. Very soulful.
Yeah, nice voice. Yeah, I really like nice voice.
A lot of emotion in the voice.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a producer just get a little more out of her, maybe with the vocal production.
Okay.
Yeah. With the arrangement.
What you think,
yeah.
Trill?
I mean, I give it an okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gave it okay.
I give it an okay. You know what I mean? I like that that emo pop type music, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to a lot of rock and stuff too, which people don't know. But that switch up, that change up was dope. You know what I mean? That actually saved the song.
It saved I thought it did too.
It started getting a little dragged out at this minute. I was like, how old is this song? Because you know, people ain't doing songs no more than 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I was like,
yeah.
But that change up saved it though. But I give it okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, it was written well. She could sing, you know what I mean? She just should have done more with it, with the vocals, like he said. But yeah, yeah, it's okay.
And maybe, yeah, maybe like a, maybe Trill, like a, first of all, Trill, like Trill said, he listened to rock. Most producers listen to everything. So don't let Trill fool you.
Yeah.
And producers listen to all genres of music. That's how they do what they do. I mean, like I said, you put her with a cat that really loved the song, a producer that really loved the song, I think it'd be a different track. Mm-hmm. I like the track. I think there's an audience for it, but one, like, it is long. It's like almost like a stage production, right, Trill? Like something
it took too long. Like I said, yeah, after that market, if that change up saved it. Yeah, I mean, I tuned out right before that change up, but it's still okay.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to get into a rock song, Brian Clover Jr., tribute. And as you know, I haven't listened to none of these records myself before I play them, you know. So let's get into it.
I can't help it, I still want you. Hurt so badly, what can I do? Talked to a stranger and fell in love. Always wondering, am I enough? The bluest sky turns to gray, sun comes in, cloud comes back again. I have loads of regrets, cannot marry. We are in your bed of roses. I get jealous around you, paranoia so true. May I lay in your bed of roses. May I lay in your bed of roses. Helps the heartache, cigarettes and wine. Stronger than me, always on my mind. I climb the mountains to reach your love. Always wondering, am I enough? The bluest sky turns to gray, sun comes in, clouds come back again. I have loads of regret, cannot marry.
I hate to do it, Brian, man. Go ahead, Trill.
What was the hold up? You said yay, nay, okay?
Yeah.
Damn.
During the live.
I'm going with nay. I thought it was, well, it sounded like the Elvis impersonator at first. When he first kicked in, I thought you were playing.
I thought Paul was fucking with him.
For real.
No, bro. I'm on air, bro.
It sounded like something. Hey, look, it sounds like something from an old 80s movie. Just think about it. Listen to that. But I thought he was fucking with us, though. Yeah. I was like, man, Paul, you tripping, cuz.
I'm going to have to go nay, too. I thought it, like, when you first heard the music, I'm like, damn. You know, the guitars, everything. The music in the background, I thought was dope. But then when he started singing, I'm just like, wow.
Well, listen, I really thought he
was. Go ahead.
It was hard for me to take it.
But I'm going to just say this. All them chords have been played before, and they don't need to be played again on that one. That's all I'm saying. Trill was tripping me out. So, Trill.
I thought he was joking, man.
We're sorry, Brian Clover Jr., but we got to give you three nays across the board.
But I mean, it's for somebody. Hey,
anybody can play an instrument. It's a musician. Yeah. He can definitely gig all up and down the East Coast. 100%, but it does sound like an 80s kind of movie track, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who are we? We ain't nobody.
Who are we? That's right. Who are we? Who are we?
Yeah.
Word, Trillanoise Tracks, Big Face, and Paul Masson. That's who the fuck we are. So we're going to get into this next artist. His name is Young L.A., but not the Young L.A. you thinking of. And his track is called Heard About Me. This is a Barry Benson client. And we got Barry Benson on next week. So check that out as well. Here we go.
Yes, definitely.
Diamonds, I love all the pressure. My little twin, I'ma love you forever, ever and ever. My little twin, finna love you forever. I know you heard about me. What's the good word about you? Let's put it together. Let's make it special. Two is just better than one. El Prada. No le tengo miedo al éxito, muy dulce la fama. Sabe de mí, damn, que duermo man. Muy feliz en mi cama. Porque yo hago lo que quiero lo cuando que me quiero. Da la gana ah. No me equivoco, no. No hay un igual que yo. No hay un igual que yo. No hay un igual que tú. Mami, dime lo que quieres y me escuchas cuando te diga. Trip you in diamonds, I love all the pressure. My little twin, I'ma love you forever. Ever and ever. My little twin finna love you forever. I know you heard about me. What's the good word about you? Let's put it together. Let's make it special. Two is just better than one. En la playa, otras dentro de la ciudad. Paseamos en el Rolls Royce. Las estrellas en el techo te recuerdan, baby, quién soy. Trip you in diamonds, I love all the pressure. My little twin, I'ma love you forever. Vamos a siempre venir. Ever, in death. My little twin, feel sin miedo, love you forever. I know you heard about me. What's the good word about you? Let's put it together. Let's make it special.
Big Face, you say you like that shit, so you give it a yay?
I could sell that. Yeah, absolutely. You could sell that. That's a market for sure for that.
I thought so. Yeah. You got the Latin. I know Latin Looney's giving it a yay. the Latin artist on it.
I mean, yeah, it's a huge market. Not just that, it sounded cool. It got a nice dance beats, real. It's a poppy. It's you know, it's like an earworm. You know what I mean?
It's top 40. This is what you would hear today anyway, so. Plus with the, you know, the bilingual stuff, you know, the Latino market is blowing up. So
yeah,
whoever he is, he got a leg up. He can do both, so.
That's Young L.A. I think he's out of Washington State, to be honest with you.
We got to get El Gallo's music on here, man. We got to
I'm with it. We need many tracks as we can get from as many cats.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right, so we're going to get his next track.
Hang on. First of all, shout out to Corey Schaefer, Christopher Porterfield, Charles Williams, Beans. What up, Beans? Aaliyah, my man Donald Richards, Puddin' Tane, June, Fayad Nam. Hey, we got a whole bunch of cats on the live. You know, what's up to all y'all? You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're going to get us some topics.
Let us know in the comments what you think of the music.
So I'm going to get into this Matthew Schultz. he's been a client for a while, and this is his last record. Can You Feel It?
Can you feel it creeping up in your system? You see double when you look with your vision. I see stars cause you're one out of million. You're like treasure cause I know that you're waiting. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it like I know that I feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you take in all the stars in a minute?
That's a unanimous yay.
I was feeling that.
I was feeling that too.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a house beat. Plus,
right.
Is that what it, that's a house beat? Okay.
All day.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Like, that shit's gonna have a spot rocking, right?
You be in there drinking, you be bouncing this shit, you bag you one on this one.
I mean, Big Face, you look like you in a club. That shit look like that would be rocking right now in your crib.
We lit right here.
Shout out to my guy Matthew Schultz. I mean, he always comes correct with the music. I got
yeah, but that was, I give that one to you.
We got a couple more tracks to go get to. My man Sean Mikes from Big Face's Way up in Boston area, Massachusetts area. A couple hip hop tracks. We're gonna get to Sean Mikes. Let's get into it.
I've been a lot of things, but me. I know we're supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me. I've been a lot of things, but I'm back to being me. I know we're supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me. I went through a lot of changes. A lot was for the worst, though. I know growing isn't painless. I can fit it every day. Backslide after backslide, white lie after white lines. I wasn't the only one that was putting through those hard times. And I'm sorry for that, but my world turned black. I thought I'd never be back. Every night the move was getting fucked up. Sucked into the hard pools and the hard drugs. I got caught up in a cycle I never thought I could break. I numbed it all. What a mistake, I had to flush it out and go and make my mother proud. Thank God for my shorty, she held me down. And she never judged me once, so I handed her a crown. Now I'm back to being me. I've been a lot of things, but I'm back to being me. I know we're supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me. I've been a lot of things, but I'm back to being me. We're supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me. I made a
changes. But now they for the best though. I had destroyed the rebuild. I cleaned up the mess though. I can finally see the sun piercing through them dark clouds. No longer have to get up when I'm feeling down. I just look around and I feel gratitude. It is back to the grind, doing what I have to do. I got more than me to live for. I was saved just a step away from heaven's door. White lighter in my pocket, about to join the 27 club. I traded in the drugs for your love. You didn't even ask me, nah. I did it just because. Who would've died? You were all I need, just to be me. I've been a lot of things, but I'm back to being me. I know we're supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me. I've been a lot of things, but I'm back to being me. Supposed to change, but it was me deceiving me.
What y'all think?
That's a yay for me.
Yay, I like it, man.
I give it an okay.
Okay, okay. I gotta give it a yay. I like it, man. I like it.
It sounds like some 90s boom bap, and that's making a comeback.
And that's what Shawn Mikes and shouts out to Eastie the Muscle too. They up from the Big Faces Way and whatnot, Massachusetts, Boston area and whatnot. So they got that sound that we definitely love and appreciate. We're going to get his last one for Shawn and Mike's Out of Touch.
I swear to God, everybody's so self-centered. Emotion dumping as long as you feel better. I don't want to hear it, call the help center. Maybe they can listen, cause I promise I don't give a shit. Call me ignorant, everybody's thinking it. But I'll say it, I guess that's what the difference is. The voices in my head are loud enough. I don't need your burden, keep that shit bottled up. Like the rest of us, these one-sided conversations got me racing. Worse than ever sex and dust. Maybe jump in front of that bus driving next to us. I'll literally do anything to make this end abrupt. I swear to God that I've had enough. And I think that I might just erupt. Why you think I've been hard to reach and out of touch? Just know if you hit my phone, I ain't picking up. I've been out of touch, I've been out of reach. So please don't bother me. Cause you talk too much and I've had enough. So please just let me be. I've been out of touch, I've been out of reach. So please don't bother me. Cause you talk too much and I've had enough. So please just let me be. I swear to God, Sean is acting so self-centered. Before his mind passed, I liked him much better. I'm feeling like he's jaded, swallowed by his self-pity, drowning in his hatred, and I swear he don't fuck with me. I think he lost his mind. He's been staring at the ledge, and I think that he's about to cross the line. Every time that we talk, he's got that look in his eye. Come on, man, you really wonder why I ain't got time for y'all and not any. The minuscule issues make me feel gross. Please get them off of me. Maybe I'm the asshole. Or maybe you're the one sucking me into your black hole. Those can both be facts, though. We can find the balance, but let's cut the act, though. The real challenge is listening to you, bitch. And me not flipping quick like a light switch.
Like, come on, yo. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. You really wanna know if I'm okay? Am I okay? Do I fucking seem okay? Okay, then. Miss me with that little minuscule shit that just ruined your whole fucking morning. Please, for the love of God, stop fucking calling me.
I've been out of touch, I've been out of reach, so please don't bother me. Cause you talk too much and I've had enough, so please just let me be. I've been out of touch, I've been out of reach, so please don't bother me. Cause you talk too much and I've had enough, so please just let me be.
What y'all think? I'm gonna go with okay.
Yeah, I was going okay. I mean, like, I like the beat, though. Okay. I mean,
yeah, well, the beat is dope. Like, the beat is dope.
You know what I mean? Being, I'm a producer, so I'm listening to the beat way before I even check in what you're saying. You know what I mean? So good thing it was a long song, but yeah, I'm gonna give it okay. It just seems a little, you know what I'm saying, like, just see, it's not bad because the dude is spitting.
Yeah.
It's just too monotone, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't have a mellow beat and you just be mellow too. You know what I'm saying? You gotta balance that out. And, you know, most great hip hop songs is like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear somebody talking smooth over the most hype type beat or vice versa. I mean, it's all like this. You know what I mean? It's nothing. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, it's just that. Yeah, just there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. I agree.
I mean, that's the only thing I can say. And then to his, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but then, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, this stuff is not coming in real clear. It ain't coming in CD quality into my headset. I don't know about y'all's, but so.
Sounds good to me.
It's not that crisp.
Pretty good.
And it don't come in that crisp.
Shout out to Raymond Flournoy. He said, can I submit? Yeah, you can submit at livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. That's livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. And thank you definitely for commenting. How you all fellas doing? We feeling great tonight. I just drank some Dizzle. I got my
man Raj, who said that song is all right. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's a little boring, but it's okay. That's what my man Raj said.
Okay, Raj. So
send me that mixtape, bro.
Before we get into the topics, we're gonna
by the way. You just ran over me, didn't let me say mine, but I agree that it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, none of us, the other artists,
we lost you for a second there, Triller Noise.
Froze up there, Triller Noise.
What other artist? Matthew Schultz?
Yeah, Buffy's.
Say, what'd you say, Trill? Say that again, Trill. I didn't get that.
You said the
artist before the last one, we didn't even give a review on the song that they did, so I was like, it don't matter. We all gave him
a straight out yay.
It was the same artist both times, though, Trill. It was the same artist both times.
No, I'm not talking about this rapper. I'm talking about before the rapper. The first rapper.
That was Matthew Schultz.
But his was good anyway.
He got a straight up yay across the board.
Yeah, straight up yay we gave him.
Yeah.
For the house joint.
I'm in here mean mugging people trying to come into the game room. So when you see me look over to the side, I'm trying to meet. They want to come here and play some pool and ping pong and shit. I mean, but every time they walk past his door.
All right, so we're going to get into
it. Hey, Rod said he got you, Trill. Rod said he got you on that mixtape. Rod is coming. He got you on the mixtape, Trill.
All right, tell him. I'll send him my address.
We're going to get into a 16-second Circle of Kings break, and we're going to be right back. As you see, that was Circle of Kings. Follow us on Circle of Kings 2-6. Will be all about scrapping and rapping.
Motherfuckers just dancing around.
That's for the last Saturday.
Tore my whole house.
Hey, look, I'm calling Paul. Look, I'm calling Paul. I like Paul need to do them. You need to do the longer commercial with that 16-second one.
Last week he tried to call me during that commercial, and it was only 16 seconds.
It was only 16. I was like, it's usually 30 seconds. I'm like, I thought I had them trying to say something real quick.
For real.
Yeah, that was crazy.
All right, we're going to get into the two topics. What do you think of Kanye's Super Bowl commercial? I'm going to start with Big Face.
I mean, I was late to the game on that. I mean, I like this commercial, man. I mean, what is there to say, Paul? I mean, I'd rather hear what you got to say first on it, actually. I think it was genius. Hear what you had to say.
I think it was genius.
I knew that was coming.
I heard he didn't pay $7 million like everybody else. I heard he only aired it in like New York, Chicago, and maybe LA or something like that. The way he did the commercial, he's like, well, you know, we spent all the money on the ads, so we didn't spend no money on the damn commercial itself. So here you go. Go to the site, and then you go to the site, and everything is $20. And they said he made like, I think, $20 million off of that ad. So if you spent like $1 million off of it, like they said, that's a $19 million profit plus more. Plus he had the album rolling. He had the album rolling out with Ty Dolla $ign. You know, I mean, it's like everything is about timing with this marketing shit a lot of times. And it was just, I thought it was genius. Yeah, I didn't know the commercial was out until I saw a video of Curtis King talking about it and whatnot.
Yeah, because it didn't play when we watched. It didn't play for us. Yeah. We weren't in the market.
Yeah, it didn't play for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
To me,
it didn't play up. It didn't play for me either because I didn't see it.
Bro, if you got the juice, you can do shit like that. And Kanye got the juice. I mean, that ain't no, I mean, if he spends his money, he makes big splashes. I mean, that's Kanye. He knows how to get attention. He know ain't nobody on the earth better at it than him. He plays the media however he wants to. He says whatever. He don't mean that shit. He don't mean half the shit he say. He know exactly what he's doing, in my opinion. And that's a smart motherfucker. I mean, I bet he made a ton of money with that $20 shit. Everybody's like, I'm rocking my $20 shit. All of them. I paid $400 for them. I got them for $20. Motherfuckers was hot. Shit, you didn't see him on Instagram?
But
I bought those boots for $400.
He did say that he refunded the people that bought it for that original price. That's what they said. He was supposed to be refunding the people that bought it at the original price.
Wow.
For all the people that bought it for the $20. I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know. I don't follow no Kanye. I mean, that genius word. I mean, I don't see nothing about him genius. If you ask me, like, they just throw that shit around.
The marketing was genius.
I mean, that was brilliant. You know what I mean? You know, it's gonna be on the Super Bowl. I mean, whatever best time to put an ad out if you want people to see it in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, I think he petty. I think he tied that in to his old Taylor Swift beef.
Tristan, you ain't got to be smart to buy a Super Bowl ad. You got to be rich.
If you got the money, to put an ad in the Super Bowl, shit, who wouldn't? That's a perfect time to do it.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, but
if I had a shoe,
he shot it with his iPhone.
In the car, though, right? Oh, he ain't like the car.
Yeah, he shot on his iPhone. Yeah, 15-second commercial.
Yeah.
They said they made I think they made $18 million overnight off that ad, if I read it correctly.
I think he showed Kat something though, like you don't gotta spend all that money on the actual commercial itself when you're already spending so much on the ads.
But that only works for him. Now you'll see people like
I think it could work for other people.
I mean, a 15-second iPhone ad ain't gonna get nan one of us nothing. Kanye can do that. Nothing, you know, we can't do that. We can't do that.
Yeah, but we're in the moment where people shoot music videos straight through the TikTok. We're getting to the point where people are not spending a shit ton on the music videos. They're not spending a shit ton on a lot of things because you could just go straight to your iPhone, straight to the Google Pixel, and do everything yourself, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that commercial worked for him. I don't think it'll work for nobody else, though, to be honest.
I think it could work for other people. Maybe not a shit ton. Maybe not a shit ton, but other people.
I give it to him on that. I mean, I just think it was only. I think him. I can't name nobody else that would work for him. I mean, you can't think of
genius. That makes it genius.
If you got the motion, he does.
I mean, that might have been a genius idea, but I mean, I still don't like people calling that dude genius about every damn thing. Like, come on, dog.
Not everything.
I mean, like, they say Kanye West genius. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up, idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, only an idiot just think he's just genius about everything. For real, but yeah.
Well, I definitely.
But, I mean, that was a smart. That was a smart move. I ain't listened to it yet. I mean, I ain't never been a Kanye fan, so I ain't even going front. So. I mean, so I haven't listened to it, so I can't even comment on that.
I enjoy Kanye's music immensely. You know, I enjoy some of his music immensely.
I mean, some of it, but after he, you know what I mean? But nah, I mean, I don't listen to it too much. I don't keep up with it, put it like that.
The rest of it, that's up to him. I mean, I listen to the music. I don't get into celebrity worship. You know, that's just not my thing, but the music is my thing. I like it, but all the rest, some of it I take some out of.
But he did.
All right, so I want to get into this next topic. There was a video from what is it, Modeo with Stranger the Great, where he was talking about Usher not getting paid to perform. And it's kind of like a Kanye thing. He didn't get paid to perform, but he dropped the album. He announces the tour. What y'all think about that?
Absolutely made triple his money invested. Whatever he paid, he's making triple it. And he ain't paid shit. They probably produced the whole entire thing for him, whatever he wanted.
Yep.
And he's making 500 million people watch the Super Bowl or some crazy shit all over the world or something like that.
I think it was like 300 million. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. It's some crazy number. And he's going
way more than the NBA. Way more than the NBA.
And what's her face has shown you recently, Mrs. Taylor Swift, that you can go around the world and make $1 billion on a tour, which she has done. And I imagine Usher can make upwards close to that too on a world tour. Half of that, at least 500 million.
Well, a lot of people don't. But I'll be telling people, nobody gets paid to perform at the Super Bowl. All you get is they give you the money for the production and all that stuff for the show. You don't actually get paid for the Super Bowl. I think only two people have gotten paid. And then on top of that, like when you're not even allowed to play live instruments on stage at the Super Bowl. Look all this up. Like when you see them up there acting like they're playing guitar and all, they can't even do that. Prince is the only one that they allowed to play his guitar at the Super Bowl halftime. You know, Prince may finish up there and air guitar, you know what I'm saying, where he can play. But you don't even get paid for that. Yeah, you get paid like everybody else on that stage is getting paid except the performers, actually. The dancers, you know, all the production and all that stuff, they get a budget for that. But actually, like being paid, like, here, Usher, we're going to pay you to perform. No, it don't work like that. And then on top of that, who cares? If you can perform at the Super Bowl, that's a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Shit. I do it for free.
Yeah, because if you go off the 10% rule, that's 3 million fans you could possibly pull in. At least.
I mean, and he dropped his album. He dropped his album the same day, right? Or the day before, right?
The same day or around that time?
Same day. I believe same day.
Same day?
So,
okay.
I mean, it's a win-win. Then imagine all them songs. Just imagine how much the streams went up on all those songs he performed.
They did. They went up. They went up a lot. They went up tremendously. And then he announces his tour. Yeah, so now people gonna check for the tour.
It's a win-win. Crazy. So I mean, I don't know how that even came up to where Usher didn't get paid when nobody gets paid.
Well,
like people find
thing.
Something to
this
run with it. Don't even know what they're talking about.
This is why I want to talk about it. Because, you know, there's a lot of back in the years, we used to always put, you know, artists on like headliner tours and whatnot. And you always got these artists that always act like they can never pay to open up for a headliner. You know what I'm saying? But the headliners, when they're doing the Super Bowl, they're not bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So they're not getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to perform. You know, pay to perform or just perform for free just because you got to build that fan base, man. And I'm pretty sure Usher, I mean, who was checking for Usher lately?
I mean, Usher been smoking hot the past couple of years with that Vegas thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Okay, the Vegas. I mean, okay. Bro. So he's doing his thing.
He had a residency making millions, bro.
So this is just icing on the cake and cherry on the top right now.
I think it's the next step in his supposed career. You know, he's going to go on this world tour probably for a year and make hella money. And
And he got that song with Ludacris, man. When you play that anywhere, I see no bone eyes. Yeah, it's like it's the slow joint. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, you talking about Love Is Free?
Yeah. Oh my gosh! When anywhere you play that. Like, I got to be there anywhere you play that song, because the women, they're going crazy, yo. They're going crazy, man. The vibe just changes anywhere and everywhere you're at when that song plays, man.
I mean, he got a lot of hits, you know what I'm saying? So he going to be good.
He got a lot of hits.
You know what I mean? You can name five. I mean, universal hits. I ain't talking about just black or hip-hop or whatever. Cause, you know what I'm saying? You throwing anywhere. Especially white people, you know what I mean, for real. White people love Lil Jon, so it's a wrap. Lil Jon is loved by everybody. Everybody. Yeah. So
he is like Snoop Dogg, right?
Well, I mean, Lil Jon started out as a heavy metal DJ.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's what we did.
Wow.
That's what we did.
I did not know that.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. And another thing though, you listen to every song produced by Lil Jon. Lil Jon only used the same kick, snare, and clap sound in all of his songs. Go back and listen to him. The exact same one. And that little sip, he used that. You don't see it on a bunch of them, but yeah. But I didn't know he started off as a rock DJ, though. That's crazy.
A heavy metal DJ. That's crazy, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, but you can see it, though, now that you think about it. I mean, I can see him getting the crowd hyped.
He gets the crowd hyped. Yeah,
heavy metal energy.
Yeah, it's hype shit, yeah.
Headbanging, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Headbanging. You know what I'm saying? He liked to bang his head. He made sure everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Let me go sit by the pool in a second, boy.
All right, well, we're about to wrap it up. We're about to hit the hour mark, fellas. Let's go ahead and give them shout outs.
Shout out to myself. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to Big Face. I'm about to find me a different color brick.
That shit look dope.
I already got my mic. You know what I mean? I got the mic. You know, so I got my boom. You know what I'm saying? And all that stuff. I've been had my lighting, but you know, so yeah, I'm gonna order me something different from Amazon. I'm gonna take my corner out or something. Put my shit in the corner like that. Yeah, because that stand ain't gonna work for me. So yeah, but that's tight. But other than that, you know what I mean? Quit putting on for the city. Put on for yourself. That's all I got.
Go ahead, Big Face.
Hey, shout out to y'all, of course, man. And shout out to everybody that tuned into the live, man. Make sure y'all leave a comment, like, subscribe to Live in Vietnam. If you got music, send it to Paul for review. We do this every Saturday night of our own free will. You know what I'm saying? Just us homeboys chilling. You know, take it a leave with a grain of salt. But there you go. And shout out to, of course, Circle of Kings, man. Check that out. We're going to be hitting you all week long with the prospect amateur interviews for the upcoming March 15th fight night at the Vivo Dolphin Mall in Miami. I'll be in attendance. We're going down there to make some noise, and man, it's always exciting. So we got a whole bunch of cats coming on. So, and shout out to everybody. Shout out to P, you know, shout out to Lad Loonies. Shout out to my man, Mutate God. Shout out to Mr. J.
Yo, shouts out to Circle of Kings, the whole Alpha Vietnam cast. Shouts out to y'all for showing up with this. I want to say shouts out to the artists, whether you got a yay, nay, or okay. Sophia Rain, Brian Clover Jr., Young L.A., my man Matthew Schultz, who definitely had the song of the Saturday. And shouts out to my man Sean Mikes from up there in the Massachusetts way. And shouts out to John Jones, a.k.a. Vietnam Jones. Said peace, fellas. Peace, fellas. Shouts out to everybody tuning in. Once again, shouts out to Lenny Williams for tuning in. We're going to have a bunch of clips from him, some more Lady Lux clips, some more DV Alias Christ clips, and plenty more Circle Kings clips for y'all. So stay tuned and check us out. Friday, 7 p.m., Saturdays, 5 p.m. We're going to start doing sports on Sundays. I don't know, Big Face, you're going to start doing sports with us.
Sounds like a winner.
We're going to probably do sports like next Sunday. We'll figure out a time. We'll figure out who's doing sports. And once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Live from Vietnam. Anything else y'all want to say before we go?
Nothing. That's it. Peace.
All right. We out.
Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.